This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch HaBam, welcome everyone. Agon Erev Shabbos, we continue in our series on Tefillah. And I am enjoying this series because it's amazing. A person could daven for so many years and really have so little of an understanding of the form and the flow of the Tefillah. So this is going to be our final share, at least for now, on Hoidu. And I can't say it elevated my Hoidu. I would have to say that comparatively, I had no idea what Hoidu it was about. And I think it's just on a completely different level. So here's the executive summary of where we're holding. The first part of Hoidu was commissioned by David HaMelech, and he commissioned Asa to write a shir for the Tamid Shel Shachar. That begins with Hoidu, and it ends with Al Tigu B'Mashichai Uvin V'yai Al Tareyu. Then David HaMelech commissioned Asa to write a song for the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. That begins with Shir L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, and it concludes with V'yomru Kol Ha'am Amen V'Hallel Hashem. Then begins what is called Gidol. Gidol, Rav Schwab says, Psukei Dezimra has five parts, Negadelcha, Uneshabechecha, Unefa'ercha, V'naskir Shimcha, V'nam Lichecha. The first part of Psukei Dezimra is called Gidol, which does not mean to magnify, does not mean to make great. Maybe America needs to be made great again. God certainly does not need anyone's help being great. Negadelcha means to braid, as in Miriam Megadel Seyar. Braid means to take various psukim from different places in Tanakh and braid them together. Because if you just buy your wife 12 red roses, after a while it gets a little boring. You want a nice bouquet of flowers with variety. Same thing when praising Hashem. You want to take similar psukim from different places in Tanakh and braid them together. So I believe there were seven braids. Braid number one was Roimimu and Heshtachaveh, bowing to Hashem. Braid number two was V'hurachum. Braid number three was Oiz, strength. Braid number four was Nekama. Braid number five was Tzavakais. Braid number six was Hoshia. Braid number seven was Bitachon. Then, in response to our Bitachon, we ask God, Yehi chazdecha Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu lach. Hareinu Hashem chazdecha. We make a request. God, show us your kindness. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no problem. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Hamalcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Harchev Pich V'Amaleu. I am Hashem your God. I bring you up from Mitzrayim. Harchev Picha, just open your mouth, V'Amaleu, and I'll feed you. So my brother said that means that it's referring to the man. Klal Yisrael says, what are we going to eat? Hashem says, what do you mean? Just open your mouth, I'll send you the food. You think Uber Eats is a new invention? They had it in the Midbar already. We lost it for 2,000 years. So, anyway, and we discussed last week, how could it be that God is saying, make any request you want, and I'll accede? And we explained, that's why it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Hamalcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. God is saying, I'm elevating you above the taiva of Mitzrayim, and when I do so, when I elevate you above the taiva, then all your requests will be spiritual requests. So in that case, I will accede to all of your requests. And when Klal Yisrael hears the Ribbono Shel Olam say that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Hamalcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Harcha Picha V'Amaleu, Klal Yisrael says, wow, what a God we have. Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Aloi, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. We are now doing the final chapter of Hoidu. I believe this is at least our 12th shir on Hoidu. Maybe more. And the Rav Schwab points out, we conclude with the pasuk, Va'ani, and I. What do you mean, and I? I, who said all these praises to Hashem. B'chazdecha v'tachti, I trusted in God in the past. And also, my heart rejoices in your salvation in the future. Ashira l'Hashem ki gamal alai. What does gamal alai mean? What does gamal mean? It doesn't just mean ki gamal alai, God bestowed upon me. we find that when a fruit is ripened, vayigmal shkedim, it materialized with almonds. So long as we don't see with our own eyes the salvation, and we only trust in it, so that means, so long as the salvation is just something we trust in, we could sing to God. But God says, I will bring it to fruition. And when it comes to fruition, we say like this, right now my heart only exalts, but when it comes to fruition, then I'll really sing Shira, a Shira Hashem Ki Gama Olai. Now, here is one of the important aspects of Nosach Ashkenaz, and one of, so to speak, the advantages of the format of Tefillah. Namely, it is very important that Mizmar L'Soida comes right after Hoidu. Why? Because how does Hoidu end? Hoidu ends Ashira! I will sing! Yeah, no. So when's the song? The song is Mizmar L'Soida. Mizmar L'Soida is one of the most important Shirois that we ever say. So right after we say Ashira L'Hashem Ki Gomal Aloi, the kind, we've committed, we made a neder to sing. So what do? Mizmar L'Soida, Ariel Hashem, we sing right away. Now this pasuk is a hakdama to Mizmar L'Soida, and even on chance we don't say that, we say Ashira, meaning I would like to sing. Now there's a famous comment of the Briska Rav, who actually quotes Reb Chaim. When could a person say Shira on a miracle? Could you say Shira on a miracle only when the miracle happened? Or even if you trust that God will perform a miracle? Let's say a Navi would come and tell you, you know your team, your basketball team, that's rotten and terrible? I'm telling you, this year they're going to win the championship. Ooh! Let's say a real Navi told you that. So maybe you should sing Shira. Could you already sing Shira when the Navi tells you this a prophecy? So says Reb Chaim, the pasuk says, "Va'ani b'chaz d'chavatachti, I trust in your chesed." And then, in that case, only my reaction could be yagel libi b'shusach. My heart could exult. I could be b'simcha, but ashira l'Hashem, I cannot sing to God. Only kigom alaloi, only when the miracle already happened. By the way, we once discussed Reb Chaim, and we actually have a piece on this in the Sefer on Pesach. Namely, there are the Mechilta seems to say that Klal Yisrael sang the Oz Yashir even before the miracle took place. And now the question is, how could they sing Shira before? Doesn't David HaMelech say, you could be happy before the miracle takes place, but the Shira cannot be until after. There's another interesting idea that comes out of this pasuk. When Klal Yisrael got the man, why didn't they sing Shira? Why did they only sing Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf, and not when they got the man? I mean, without the man, they were also in grave danger. So this comes, I saw this in the Talalei Oirois. He quotes the Rial Ghazi. I don't know who the Rial Ghazi is, nor do I know what Sefer he wrote this in, and I did extensive research. If anybody knows, I would be most grateful. But I brought it straight from the Sefer Talalei Oirois. Why did they not sing Shira for the miracle of the man? The Mefarshim explain as follows. The man, the miracle of the man, was not in their own zechus, was in the zechus of Moshe. Therefore, you can't say Shira. The miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf was in the zechus of their emuna, and therefore they could sing Shira. So we could say as follows: Va'ani b'chaz d'chavatachti, I trust in your kindness. When the miracle and the Yeshua is not in my merit, but is b'chaz d'cha, because of your kindness, then yagel libi b'shuasecha. Then my heart could rejoice, but it can't sing Shira. Ashira Lashem, when will I sing to God? Ki gomal olai, when He bestows goodness because of me. So there's another principle we see from here, that Shira is reserved for a situation where the recipient of the miracle merited the miracle on his own accord. Okay. We now go to Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger has a parish on Tehillim called Tehillos Yisrael. And he brings a Yalkut that says as follows, B'Yalkut v'ani b'chazdecha b'tachti. B'chazdecha refers to Soiras Secha. Like it says, V'soiras chesed al l'shoina. The Torah of chesed is on your tongue. It says, V'soiras chesed al l'shoina. What does this mean? V'soiras chesed al l'shoina. The Kavanah, says Reb Shlomo Kluger, is how do we understand the flow of the pasuk? It says, Yagel libi b'shuasecha ashir l'Hashem ki gam al alai. Why did God give us the Torah? Why didn't God just put us straight in Olam Haba? So there's an idea based on the Zayar that if we would have gone straight into Olam Haba, that would be like getting welfare, and we would be embarrassed of getting a freebie, and therefore God wanted us to earn our Olam Haba so that we should appreciate and feel that we earned our Olam Haba. So the truth is, even without the Torah, God could help us. The only thing is, without the Torah, the simcha would be incomplete, because we would be what is called na'ama d'chsufa, embarrassed bread. Through the Torah, we eat as our reward, we enjoy our reward, and our simcha is shalem. So we say as follows, Va'ani b'chazdecha batachti. B'chazdecha, the Yalkut says, refers to the Torah. I trust in the Torah. What does it mean, I trust in the Torah? I trust that Yogel Libi Bishuasecha Ashira Lashem Kigam Alaloi, that the day will come that my simcha will be complete and I won't be embarrassed, because through the Torah I will merit my reward. And now let us see the amazing words of Harav Avigdor Miller Zechat Sag Levracha. Va'ani. What does that word Va'ani come to include? And I, as opposed to who else? I mean, whoever's saying the tefillah, they're I. Va'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti. And I trust, it should just say, b'chazdecha v'tachti. When else do we say va'ani? Va'ani tefillah si l'cha Hashem eis ratzayin. When do we say that? Shabbos by mincha. Why? Because everybody else in the late afternoon, they're out on the streets, and they're whittling away their time, reading Jewish newspapers. You know that the greatest arsenal of the Yetzer Hara on Shabbos is, he says, don't you know there's one of the Ten Commandments is that you have to read Jewish newspapers. So you need to get Mishpacha and Ami and Yated and Hamodia and Circle Magazine and Jewish Home and Five Towns Jewish Times and the FJJ and the Queen's Jewish Link and Zman and Kuntris and Kolmos, and you know, this is one of the Aser Sadibra. You say, really? No, this is one of the Ten Commandments. What happened to learning on Shabbos? Nah, learning. Shabbos was given to read Jewish newspapers so that you could know about all the expensive things that you need to purchase after Shabbos is over. That's one of the most important things to do on Shabbos. So, to counteract this great arsenal, the Yitzhahara, we say, Va'ani and I, Svila si l'cha Hashem eis ratzayin. I'm not wasting away my Shabbos afternoon. I'm spending it b'limud HaTorah. That's the reason we say that pasuk by Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos afternoon. To, so to speak, say and acknowledge the Yitzhahara of all the things one could possibly be doing. The same thing with tefillah. Va'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti, says Rav Miller. Unlike the majority of mankind, which trusts in men, or their own resources, or in false gods, va'ani b'chastecha Vatachti. I trusted in your kindness. I trusted in your kindness. Va'ani b'chad, as opposed to everyone else in the world. They trust in their 401k, and they trust in their boss, and they trust in their hard work. I, meaning the Jewish people, we only trust in God. Like Avram, Avram Avinu is called an Ivri, because all the world was on one side, Avram was on the other side. So too it is with Bitachon. Va'ani means, as opposed to everyone else in the world, some people they trust their grandparents will help them, some people they trust their parents will help them, some people trust in their boss, not a Jew. A Jew trusts only in the one above. Why do we say, I trust in your kindliness? Why don't we say, I trust in you? V'ani b'cha batachti. The answer is, just as important as it is to know God, you also have to know about God's attributes. And if you don't, if you believe in God, but you don't believe God is a kind God, then you're not bikaras. Somebody could say, I'm a ma'amin, but, you know, God brings many things in this world that seem very harsh, so I think he's a very harsh God. Very nice. You're a tzedoki. You're an apikaris. Part of believing in God is believing in his midas hachesed. And if somebody does not believe in Hashem's midas hachesed, then he's not a mammon. What does it mean to believe in God? I believe in God, but I think chas Hashem, God is a rock. So he's not a mammon. He's a koifer be'ikar. So too, if someone is not mammon in Hashem's chesed, then he's not a mammon in Hashem, period. Batachti, in the past sense. That means that has always been the practice of the Jewish people from the beginning. And we're justified in this practice because Hashem has always bailed out our forefathers. Ashira l'Hashem. Excuse me. Yagel libi bishuasecha. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Future tense. Future tense, which means that a constant, continued. Now what does it mean, libi, my heart? Yagel libi bishuasecha, my heart rejoices in your salvation. We know in Tanakh, lev always refers to the mind. My heart rejoices. Even if Hashem's help is slow to coming, I know without a doubt that it will definitely come. It might not be here yet, but I know it's coming. What does salvation mean? Salvation is not, oh, Yeshua. Yeshua means Hashem's presence. Now I'm going to ask you a question. And if you don't know the answer, you should kick yourself. Ashira, I will sing, is a Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva? No? Someone answer. Ashira, is a Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva? It's Nekeva. Who's talking Ashira? David. Why in the world is David saying Ashira? You should say Ashir. Oh, I never thought of that. Well, you never thought, you never said Haidu before in your life? You come late every single day, so you never said Haidu once in your life. Wow. Does anybody here know why David HaMelech said Ashira in Lashon Nekeva?
Aren't some of his Tehillim also in Lashon Nekeva?
No.
Did we discuss this once?
No. Why is the word Ashira in Lashon Nekeva? He should say Ashir. David is a man. No? You never bothered by this question? Ashira! What's going on? The answer is, it is not Lashon Nekeva. Really? Yeah, you need to know a little grammar. Sometimes a word ends in kamate, which means urging, pressure. Ashira, I urge myself to sing to God. It means with urgency. And it has two meanings. Number one, as I await the salvation of Hashem, which will come in the future, I don't forget the kindliness He did for me in the past. One who forgets to recognize the past kindliness of Hashem will fail to thank Him in the future. And we urge ourselves to sing to Hashem and to give thanks to Hashem for the future as if you already received it. Meaning, because our trust in Hashem is so strong, it's as if it was already granted. A person has such confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has taken care of him for his entire life, that a person is able to sing now for a salvation that didn't come yet. Now watch this. This was the difference between the laughter of Abraham, our father, when he was told of the forthcoming birth of his son Isaac, and the laughter of Sarah. Sarah trusted, but her joy was for the future. Listen to this. You ready for this? I never heard this pshat before. Namely, when Avram heard he was going to have a child, he laughed. When Sarah heard she was going to have a child, she laughed. So why was Avraham not criticized and Sarah was criticized? You ready for this? Sarah did not laugh incredulously. Sarah laughed because she had emuna that she will have a child in the future. But she laughed for the future kindness. Avraham laughed as if the child was already born. That's what we're saying. Ashira l'Hashem. I sing to Hashem ki gom al oloi. It's as if we already received the kindness. That's a very high madrega. Ashira l'Hashem. Let us sing to Hashem ki gom al oloi. It's as if He has already performed the kindness to us. Says Rav Miller, ki gam al alai, He has bestowed kindness upon me throughout all my past days, including the countless kindnesses of which I was never aware of. Ki gam al alai is we're saying, Hashem, I thank you for all the kindnesses that I was not even ever aware of. How many times we don't know what's taking place within our bodies, what kind of chas v'shalom, chayli, infection, the Ribbono Shel Olam prevented us from never getting, how many diseases Hashem protected us from. That's Ashur Hashem ki gom al olai, I thank you Hashem for the things you did for me that I didn't even know about. Now ki gom al also means that He rewarded to me. I sing to Him now as if for His future reward of my trust. Listen to this. Ashir al Hashem, I will sing to Hashem ki gom al olai, because I know He has already rewarded me. It's as if He's already rewarded me for my trust in Him now. And one more idea. We know that Komad Avin Rachmana Latav Avid, whatever God does is for the best, even when we think otherwise and it looks otherwise. When Rabbi Akiva was refused lodging in a village, he thanked Hashem. And subsequently, the entire village was carried away into slavery. And it was retroactively discovered that Rabbi Akiva was rescued from captivity by their not giving them lodging. But Rabbi Akiva had already thanked Hashem for what seemed to be bad before Hashem even saved him. In other words, think about what Rabbi Akiva did. Not just that the fact that Rabbi Akiva was refused lodging turned out to be good. Rabbi Akiva had already thanked Hashem for that which already seemed bad. Because he knew Hashem. Ashira l'Hashem ki gom al olai, I sing to Hashem that even the difficulties in my life, I know it's for the good and I'm thanking Hashem for that. And one closing idea. The Shla HaKadosh. Also endorsing Nusach Ashkenaz here. Ashira l'Hashem ki gom al olai, Mizmar l'soida. What does gom al stand for? Goimel, Ashira Hashem, I thank Hashem ki gom al olai, because there are things that Hashem did for me that I have to bench Goimel for. And once I have to bench Goimel, I immediately bench Goimel and I say Mizmar L'Soida. So the Ashira Hashem ki gom al olai is basically a declaration of our obligation to say Goimel to Hashem, which is fulfilled to some extent with Mizmar L'Soida. Look at these words of the Shla. Tiknu Mizmar Zeh Itzel Gomel Aloy, Shazu Birchas Hoida, Goimel Chasadim L'Chayavim, the Tiknu Loimar Mizmar L'Soida, Why? She'ein yoim she'ein nasa nesa adam. There is no day that a miracle is not done for a person. Ve'ein habal ma'akar b'nisa, we don't recognize it. And we have to give hayda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles that we're not aware of. And therefore, that's how we say in Moedim al Nisecha Shebachayim Imanu. And by the way, if somebody, let's say, is Masupik, maybe they're have to bench Goymel, it's not for certain, they should think in Mizmar L'Soida, they should think on al Nisecha Shebachayim Imanu. And one last thing, Ki Gamal Aloy, ends in a Yud, ends in a Lamed, ends in a Yud. That's one of the 72 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marv Raboisai, today we begin the parsha, V'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach. Ma, 45. 45 days of tshuva, from Tu B'Av until Rosh Hashanah, of which God asks of us, Kiyim Li'ira, as Hashem Elokecha. This begins sort of Zmanei Tshuva, Memashmashin Ubayin. So these are some thoughts on Hoidu, Bez Hashem. Next time we'll begin Mizra Soida. Next week, there will not be Shir on Friday. We will see whether perhaps we'll do it Thursday. Okay, but next week's schedule is a little bit different. No Shir Friday. It will be on Thursday. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.